This week someone asked me, as we were beginning Sefer Vayikra, they asked me for what approach one should have to learning through Karbanos and Sefer Vayikra, Toras Kohanim, which is very little, if any, relevance to us at all. What should their approach be to make it somewhat meaningful? As I said, if they, you know, learn through Sefer Kachim, that would be one way to make it meaningful, to understand what's going on. So I figured this year I'd give a little bit of meaning to the next couple months of Sefer Vayikra, and discuss the Indian of saying Karbanos in general, like we say every morning. What does it mean to say Karbanos? So the Pasuk says in this coming week's Parsha, in number one, in Daber el Aaron ve'el banav lemor zos toras hachatas. This is the toras of hachatas. What does it mean, a toras hachatas? What's the significance of the Torah in the context of a Karban Chatas? So the very last daf of Maseches Menachos tells us, number two, that Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mai dechsiv zos toras hachatas. What does it mean, zos toras asham? So the answer is kala osek batoras hachatas kiilu hikiv chatas. Anybody who learns the sugya of hachatas or says the words of the karban chatas, it's as if he actually brings a karban chatas, and so too. V'chol haosek batoras asham kiilu hikiv asham. Anybody who recites the words of the asham, it's as if he's actually bringing the karban asham, which is a fascinating thing. By you saying the words of a karban, it's kiilu you're being makriv that karban. The Gemara in Tainus is a similar discussion, where Avraham Avinu is busy negotiating with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, what's going to be, how do I know, how could you guarantee me, in Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chav Zayin Mabez, that maybe my children are going to sin, and you're going to wipe them out, like Dor HaMabul, like Dor HaFlaga, what's the guarantee that you're going to protect my people? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, because we have Kichali Egla Mishuleshes, we have the Bris Bein HaBesarim, the whole conversation and the bris that was made in Parshas Lech Lecha. And you're going to bring Karbanos. And by bringing Karbanos, they're going to achieve Kapara. So Avram says that makes sense. Tinach bizman shebeis hamigdash kaim. That makes sense when they actually are bringing Karbanos. But what's going to be bizman shein beis hamigdash kaim ma tehe aleim? What's going to be when there no longer is a beis hamigdash like nowadays? So Amar Lo says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivark tekanti lehem seder karbanos, I already had created a system, a structure of karbanos, bizman shekorin behen lefanai, when they read it in front of me, the psukim, ma'ala ani aleim ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai, I'm going to consider it as if they actually bring karbanos, vani mochel lehem al kol avonosim, and through this I'm going to be mochel on everything that they do wrong. So you see that learning about kadshim and saying psukim of karbanos is kilo your makrif. So the chakira that I saw in Chavetz Hasharon and elsewhere is, how do you understand this idea of when you say karbanos, is it a din in Talmud Torah? You're learning, it's a din in Talmud Torah? Or no, it's some magical thing that when you say psukim, it's like you're bringing karbanos. Nothing to do with Torah at all. So is it a din in Talmud Torah? Or is it a din of hakravit? Some unique way of offering karbanos. So we'll call just it conceptually, is it a din in Talmud Torah or is it a din in Karbanos? So what are the nafkaminas, just to bring out this point to make it clear? Do you have to say Birchas HaTorah prior to saying Karbanos or not? If it's a din in Talmud Torah, so of course you'd have to say Birchas HaTorah, no different than anything other type of learning. But if it's simply just saying Psukim, that as if it's bringing Karbanos, it's like saying Psukim of Tehillim, or saying Slichos, where according to many poskim, if you wake up early and say Slichos, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah before him. So too, if saying Karbanos is just like bringing Karbanos, but not learning, so then there's no need for Birchas HaTorah. So that's one clear way to bring out the distinction of saying Karbanos, is it a din in Talmud Torah, or is it a din in Karbanos? So if you look at number five, we're going to get to all that, yeah. So look at number five, the Levush. Levush says very clearly, this whole discussion is, by the way, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. Of all Shulchan Aruch, it's where they discuss the saying Karbanos, because it's one of the first things you say in the morning. So Levush writes nearly, Misha Rogil Likros Eila Parshios, those who recite these psukim, I'm reading just the bold, the psukim of Karbanos, Chayovim Levarich Kodem Lachein Birchas HaTorah. You have to say Birchas HaTorah prior, Sharei Kol Eilu Psukei Torah. These are psukim, it's Limud HaTorah, and you would have to say Birchas HaTorah. That's how he paskins. Now others would argue, others would say no. Reading the psukim of Karbanos has nothing to do with, the psukim of the Torah, but they're not being used in a way of limud HaTorah. They're being used in some magical way where it creates a karban, if you will. the din of karbanos, din of kachim, which the seemingly a kohen would not have to say birchas haTorah prior to doing the avoda. Now he would because he'd probably be learning before him, but let's say he woke up late and he ran to do a karban, there is no din of first say birchas haTorah and then do the avoda. It doesn't exist. So if you assume again that reciting psukim of karbanos is kilu your makriv the karbanos and nothing to do with Talmud Torah, there would not be a need for birchas haTorah beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah writes that, which also seems to indicate to din in Talmud Torah, in number 6 he says that chen kasva svarim demashe amar begemara kol osik beparshas ola hakavanashu misasik lahavin iniyano. It's not enough to just say the psukim. You have to actually understand the psukim. We spoke last week that an element of learning is understanding what you're learning, not simply just going through the motions, but understanding it. So when the Gemara says in Menachos, Kala Osek Batorah, Osek means to be involved, immersed, and understand the Karbanos. So not to take away from anybody who just says the Karbanos, but the best way to Mekayim the din of bringing Karbanos is to learn about the Karbanos, understand the Karbanos, which might be a great way to start the whole series on Karbanos, though I don't know if that's going to be such an attraction for everyone here. Though I'd love to give it, I don't know if others want to hear it so much. But to really get to the same level of really bringing the Karbanos is to learn it, be misasik, and to really fully understand the Karbanos. Now before we get to the timing of Karbanos, where should one say Karbanos? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Be'er Halacha, this is number 7, he says, Tov Lomar Kol Elu Aparshios, all the psukim of Karbanos, Kodem Atrila Ubebeis HaKnesses. You're supposed to say it before davening. The reason why before davening, I'm not going to get into, that's based on some Kabbalah and Hasidus of the different, we have Birchas HaShachar, and then you have Karbanos, and Psukei de Zimra, and then Shema and Tefillah. It's a whole way of developing. I'll mention maybe at the end a little bit from Rabbi Nassim, but the order I'm not going to get involved with, but the location, says the Be'er Halacha, it should be in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? What's the reason the Beis HaKnesses?
Closest to
Mikdash Shemat. Mikdash Shemat. Mikdash Shemat. There's a small Beis HaMikdash. So just like the Karbanos took place, of course, only in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside, so too Karbanos should dafka be said in the Beis HaKnesses. So those who like to prepare beforehand and at home and say things, it seems from the Be'er Halacha one should really wait to say Karbanos in the shul. Now the Shai Tshuva does acknowledge such an opinion, but he says that you don't really have to be concerned with this, but since it came out from the mouth of a Pek Kadosh, one should be choshesh for the Shita and say it in shul dafka, but he felt that we don't take this line that seriously. When you read the Pesukim, it's not really as if you're bringing Karbanos. It's similar to Karbanos, but it's not quite as real as Karbanos and doesn't have to be said in Beis Knesses. That being said, he does acknowledge one should do it anyways if they can, because it did come. It's based on a Zohar.
And it would be that with the lulav, is the zecher that, is there a thing that's better to say in shul than say it in your sukkah, say it in your home?
What, the Karbanos?
No, I'm saying a lulav esrog. Now we do it to remember what used to take place, not the, you know, it's mm-hmm. based on Mikdash.
Right.
So is there a same idea that it's
interesting question.
Maybe to say better than shul?
Interesting question. So actually it's the opposite we have based on the Arizal, dafka to say the bracha in the sukkah. Yeah. But sukkah also might be a sukkah, it was also Mikdash Mat. Yeah. So there's that element of sukkah being that way. But it's a good question. Okay, Bayom. So what about the timing of it? You asked about the timing. When should you say Karbanos? So very subtle difference between the way the Torah says this and the way the Shulchan Aruch says this. The Torah writes, Tov Yoser L'Omer B'Yom. It's better to say it during the daytime. Shehem B'Makom HaKravos HaKarbon Shizmana B'Yom. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Amrbeis says B'Yom based on the pasuk of this week's parsha. B'Yom Tavaso. Dafka B'Yom. Karbanos can only take place during the daytime, not B'Laila. So too, the recital of the Karbanos should only take place during the day. But he only says Tov. It's good, but don't make yourself crazy. It's a good thing. But the Shulchan Aruch's language is a bit stronger and says, number 10, Parshios HaKarbanos Lo Yomar Ela Bayom. You should only say them during the daytime. Because the Shulchan Aruch seems to take it more seriously that Kriyas HaKarbanos is Ki'ilu Yir Makriv the Karbanos, and it must be. And if you say them in the morning before sunrise, it wouldn't be good. You'd have to say them over again. The Torah says, Tov, it's good, but don't make yourself crazy about this. Now, I'm not going to go through all the different parshios, but for example, of the parshios that we do say of Karbanos, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Kiyur can be said before daytime. Because those who learn Maseches Tamid and Maseches Yuma, the Kohen actually did those before. Those don't have to be during the daytime. They actually would clean the ashes, the Trumas Hadeshen, they clean the Mizbeach before sunrise. And he'd wash his hands before going into the Beis HaMikdash before sunrise. So those are not Karbanos, those are Hachanas for Karbanos. That can be said before him. But once you get to Karban Tamid and the Ketores, that should only be said after sunrise. It could be alos, some say alos, nates, you could even do alos according to many poskim. Okay.
Other sheik doesn't say it's mamish like you're giving. In other words, when you learn the bar, it's like, you know, it's
yeah, from here, from the Shulchan Aruch, says it's dafka bayom, has to be in the base Knesset. They take it very seriously.
So then you should be able to do it. Has to be followed through with Tahara, with Amida.
So we're going to get to Tumas Meis in a second. We're going to get to a few other applications as well. Avelis, right. Tumas Meis, Amida is the next one. Right. All these questions really hinge upon how serious do we take the Hakravas Karbanos, the Amiras Karbanos.
Should we say it 90 miles an hour?
It could be the Kohanim of Zara, as the Gemara in Pesachim says. So maybe they do, you never know. You never know. And we saw when we went matzah baking, the guy did 14 seconds. He needed the pound of flour. It was amazing to see. He puts in the pound, Vasser, they open up the little window, throws the water in, 14 seconds, he's done. These Kohanim who knew what they're doing, they're probably doing the Kravas Karbanos pretty quickly also. They were fiery people, the Gemara says. So it could have been that they said it quickly. So maybe there's an inin to say it quick also. I don't know. There's a Zrizus aspect.
Seems that way I go.
But the challenge is we're not Kohanim, though. That's another question. We are not Kohanim. We're not the ones.
Right.
Any Kohanim in the room? I don't see any Kohanim in the room. So I guess they didn't feel like this was relevant to them. Chaval to them. So the Kohanim, so we'll see in a second, we're not the ones being makriv. So maybe the halachas shouldn't apply to any czar, any non-Kohen. So look at the next discussion. Is there an inyan to stand up when saying the Karbanos? So Zak the Magen Avram, Simon Memches. Parshas HaKarbanos, Yemar Ba'amida, Dugmas HaKarbanos, Shayu Ba'amida. The second parak of Zvachim talks about all the various psulim that disqualify the avoda. One of them is Yoshev Pasul. If you sit down, it disqualifies the avoda. So you have to stand up. Says the Magen Avraham, so too. When we say Karbanos, since it's Ki'ilu, you're being Makriv, you have to say it Ba'amida. Prima Gadim writes that there's no need for Amida, because Shenasin Lekohen, Vekohen Makriv. I'm not the one being Makriv, so he's being Makriv. So why do I have to have all the halachas of standing up? Simkein Ein Tzarech La'amod. He doesn't think you have to say the, you have to stand up. It's just we're really remembering what took place. It's a kit, a real strong kit. It's kind of like it, but it's not really like it. There is no inyan of Amida. So it's a great question. If I'm not a Kohen, so why would I have to keep all these various halachas if it's not as if I'm really saying it? So hopefully at the end maybe we'll get to some inyan. And we should also get to other shilas. So does that mean a person is a chalal? He can't say, he shouldn't say karbanos? How far are we willing to take this? So Prima Gadim doesn't take it that seriously, but we've seen the Magen Avraham says there should be Amida. Shulchan Aruch says it should be Bayom. And the Be'er Lacha says it should be in the Beis Knesset. There are many poskim seem to take it quite seriously, this inyan of saying karbanos. What about an avel? What about Tisha B'Av? Can an avel, should an avel say their karbanos if he's sitting Shiva? Or Tisha B'Av, when we're all avelis berabim, should we say their karbanos? So the halacha is that those who learn Marikatam, that an avel doesn't send karbanos. An avel is not allowed to bring karbanos. He's not in a bebechina simcha. And when you're not in simcha, you can't send karbanos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, number 13. He says, Mutter likros kol seder hayom. You're allowed to read whatever is part of tefillah. You could say it. Uparshas HaKarbanos, you're allowed to say. Umishas Ezu Mekomam. Umejish Rabbi Yishmael. All these things are mutter to be said. He even says, Mutter lachsa parsha b'Tisha B'Av. You could even do Shnai Mikra on Tisha B'Av. Everything that's part of the Seder Hayom, you could say. Even Seder HaKarbanos. So what's this discussion based on? So there are two elements as to why an Avel shouldn't be able to say Seder Karbanos. One is, I said before, an Avel in general can't say Karbanos. So if you take it, it's a Din in Karban, for they shouldn't be able to send karbanos. The other tzad we said is that it's lima Torah. An avil also is not allowed to learn. So no matter how you slice it, an avil should not be saying seder karbanos, nor should any of us on Tisha B'Av, because we're Torah Sabelis. Whether it be Talmud Torah or whether it be karbanos, an avil does not say karbanos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he thinks that delo gara mikolze mimashikar in b'Torah umaftir in b'Navi v'akol mipnei shu seder yom. Tisha B'Av itself, we lane on Tisha B'Av. We lane twice. And we lane Vescharim, we lane Titus Tzibur, we lane Aftorah. So shouldn't we say there's no Talmud Torah for the Avil? So Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's all part of the Seder HaYom. We don't view Karbanos as Limud HaTorah. Just because Psukim are being said doesn't mean it's Limud HaTorah. Psukim de Zimmer is all Psukim. Does that mean it's Limud HaTorah? No, it's not Limud HaTorah. It's Psukim. So too, everything that's part of the process of Tefillah, that's simply Tefillah, and that's permitted. But the Pischei Tshuva says, in number 15, he says, an Avil, reading the bold, an Avil kol Shiva, lo yomar, parshat karbanos, mitam de Avil, eno mishaleach karbanosav, the Gemara says. An Avil doesn't send karbanos. So you see that Pischei Tshuva clearly takes this idea seriously. When you say karbanos, it's your kilo, you're being makriv karbanos, and for that reason, an Avil shouldn't say the karbanos, and seemingly on Tisha B'Av, neither should a avil, or all of us, neither we shouldn't say karbanos on Tisha B'Av either. So this is another nafka mina again. If you think that it's a din in Talmud Torah, so then you shouldn't say it. If it's a din in karbanos, you shouldn't say it either. The only reason why one should say seder karbanos is if you think it's neither one. If you think it's part of the seder ha-tfila, part of the seder ha-yom, neither tfila nor is it karbanos, that's the only explanation why one would be able to say it, and that's how we paskin. Even on Tisha B'Av, exactly. Tisha B'Av, one should say it, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, because it ended up becoming Seder Hayom. Okay. Now there's a halacha brought down in the Gemara in Gittin.
Just going back to the beginning,
yeah.
Where Avraham was getting, like, being comfortable with Hashem. So are we in effect saying that doesn't really mean what it says? I mean, this bring karbanos, we don't have, so we therefore saying it doesn't really mean.
Right. So, no, I don't know if it means. The question would be how much does that? How literally do we take that Gemara? When Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, "Don't worry, you'll have a saying of the karbanos. That'll be enough." Does that mean it's a din in karbanos, or maybe the new perspective is it's a din in tefillah now? I'm telling you, this is the Seder Tefillah to say. Just like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, when Klai Yisrael sins, I'm giving you the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Follow the Seder of Tefillah, and I'm going to grant you Rachamim. So too, saying Karbanos is not a din in Kodshim or a din in Talmud Torah necessarily. It might be a din in Tefillah and Kapara, in which it is being taken seriously, but may not be a problem for an Avel to say it. Okay, so there is a Gemara that says in Gittin that Dvarim Shebichsav Yavshar Lomer Balpeh. Psukim, Torah Shebichsav, you can't say by heart. You're not allowed to say it. It's based on Psukim. And we have the opposite limud that Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not allowed to write down either. That was initially before we had Eis La'asos. So now there are some examples where we find that Psukim were allowed to be said Baal Peh. So the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Yuma, this is Daf Ayin, after the Kohen Gadol is done with all the Seder Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur, he then takes out a Sefer Torah from the Azara and begins to read various Psukim from Sefer Vayikra, from Achrei Mos, which talks about the Seder of Yom HaKippurim. And then he jumps to different parts of Sefer Bamidbar. But that part, the Mishnah says, he says Baal Peh. So the Tosas asks the question. Tosas Yisham says, you can't say Psukim Baal Peh. You imagine the Baal Kori going up there and starts just saying Psukim Baal Peh, even though he knows it. This is Isidar Isa, Dvarim Shebechsav, Psukim that are written, Efsha, Iata, Rashai, Lomrin Baal Peh. You can't say psukim by heart. So how is the Kohen Gadol able to say these psukim by heart? So if you look at number 16, the Tosfos Yeshanim explained as follows. The Riva, I'm going three lines down in the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Riva explains, Perish Vamar. Ho ve'enu magid el avodas hayom, yachol likros baal peh, kein tfilas hamusafim shanukorin baal peh. What's he answering there? Since he's only saying them as part of the Seder Avodas Hayom, it's no different than saying the Psukim of Musaf by heart. What's his answer? What's he saying here? He's saying that the only iser,
it's not
Kriyas HaTorah. The only iser is Talmud Torah. When you're learning, then there's an iser of Dvarim Shebechsav Yata Rashay La'omrim Baalpeh. If you're learning, it's a din in Talmud Torah, that iser. But if you're saying it for some other reason, as part of the Seder of Odes Yom HaKippurim, as part of the Seder of the bringing of the Musaf, that's not a din in Talmud Torah, and this iser of Dvarim Shebechsav Yata Rashay La'omrim Baalpeh doesn't apply. It says Tosfos Yeshanim, so this din of saying Psukim of Musaf, Psukim of Karbanos, is not a din in Talmud Torah. And since it's not a din in Talmud Torah, there is no Isser to say these Psukim Baal Peh.
Same thing for Kriyashma.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, exactly, but to all these things, he brings down all of the, in Shulchan Aruch, and this is actually Simon, we'll do the next one in a second, Simon Memtes. There's certain examples. So look at 17. That Yafa gav de kaimelon, even though we paskin that dvarim shebechsav yatarashi lamrim balpe. In general, psukim you can't say by heart. Kol davar sheragil v'shager b'fiakol. It's a different explanation though. Anything that people know by heart, that generally speaking people know it, could go in kriyashma ubirchas kohanim and parshas hatamid ukayoti behen it's mutter. So Shulchan Aruch takes a different approach why it's mutter to say Tamid, because people won't make a mistake. Different than what Tosfos Yeshanim said. Tosfos Yeshanim said, anything that's not the Din in Talmud Torah, then you're allowed to say Baal Peh. Even though not everybody else knows it, but you're Baal Korah, you happen to know. If it's not Talmud Torah, it's for Seder Hayom, some other purpose, it's all permitted. Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's a different reason. The reason why you can't say Dvarim Shebechsav Baal Peh, because you might make a mistake. But if everybody knows it, we all know Shema by heart. Most of us know Karban Tamid by heart. Mishnah Berurah says another example is Tehillim. Everyone knows Tehillim by heart, right? Right. Benching, that's not Psukim though. It's not Isser. It's not Psukim in benching. Right. That's a different Indian. That's not Dvam Shebechsav. Yes, that's not Psukim. We say, but that's a different Indian. Minchat Sefer Chinuch says it's a school for Parnasa. If you look inside for benching, Mishnah Berurah quotes this. It's a different Indian though. But these are talking about psukim. So Mishnah Berurah says Tehillim is an example. If a rav is giving a drush and it's too much for him to flip around, it's going to be matriach him or the tzibur. He could also say psukim baal peh. So there are some examples, but the explanation for the Shulchan Aruch is so there shouldn't be mistakes. But again, for Tosfos Yeshanim, it's a fundamental difference. The only time there's an isser is when it falls under the category of Talmud Torah. But when it's not Talmud Torah, there is no isser. So this too touches upon what's the nature of saying karbanos. If saying karbanos is itself Talmud Torah, so then you have to grapple with the isser of Dvarim Shebechsav Yatarash Lomim Baal Peh. If you say that saying karbanos is simply just a din of karbanos, then you have to deal with the situation here of Dvarim Shebechsav Yatarash Lomim Baal Peh. Now there's an amazing, I saw quoted from Rav Shalom Mordechai Kohen Shvadron from the Das Torah of his, look at number 20, I'll just jump a couple of sources here. He quotes the Morik Tzia. He wants to know, how could any of us, everyone here, for the most, there's no Kohanim here, so we know for sure, everyone here is Tumas Meis. We all, at one point, probably went to a cemetery at some point. What? Now a Kohen comes in, okay, fine. So other than him, we are all Tumas Meis. I imagine at some point in our life, we walked into a cemetery. So you have Tumas Meis. And the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, that a person who's Tamei Meis is not allowed to send Karbanos. So he asks the question, how could any of us say Karbanos? We're all Tumas Meis. So Shalom Yonah, he could say Karbanos. He's fine. He's good. He's a Kohen. We hope he's not Tumas Meis, but we never know. And therefore, he could say Karbanos, but we have no right to say Karbanos because the person who's Tamei Meis cannot enter into the Beis HaMikdash and can't perform the Avoda. So the Das Torah answers that maybe you could suggest as follows. There's a halacha, the Gemara says in a few places, that tuma hutra b'tzibur. When the entire tzibur, rov tzibur is mitame, so then you're allowed to do avoda. If everyone's tame, all the kohanim are tame, every single person's tame, so we completely ignore tuma is hutra, tuma is permitted, it's really removed from the whole parsha, and then you're allowed to perform karbanos. So that's how he explains that since all of us, with the exception of the Kohanim, are Tumas Meis, so then we're allowed to because Tuma, Hutra, Betzibra. That's his suggestion.
How do you get that?
How do you get what?
That's a, okay, since everybody is it,
We ignore it. I mean,
that's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I'm not getting involved in the why, but that's a Mefurish Gemara in Yuma.
Yeah.
The first one was? I don't know if the first. Oh, because in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. In the base. I'm a tribe. Oh, but I don't know which halach is applied at that point. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not sure. The Tumah wasn't given just yet when the Karban Pesach was given. So I don't know.
Right.
Fine. So the footnote of the Sefer asks a great question. Look at the top of page number 4. It's very small. It's a little star, asterisk there. He says, Davar ze pela. This suggestion of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is an amazing suggestion. It doesn't fit in so nicely. The Kol Hani Parshios Olo Mincha that we say, all the Seder Karbanos that we're reciting, Karbanos Yachidim, they're individual Karbanos. V'ein Kavu Olam Zman, and they also don't have a set time to bring it. Karban Pesach has a set time, Yud Dalad Nisan. And what's the problem? V'einam Dochen Esatuma. When we say the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the Gemara tells in Yuma, only applies when there's a Tumah, it's a Karban Tzibur, and also a Karban Kavua Zman. It has to be a Tzibur Karban and a set time. Karban Pesach, which falls under the category of Karban Tzibur, even though individuals bring it, it's a set day. But Karban Tzibur, that's not a set day. Or even a Karban Yachid, if it were to be a set day, wouldn't qualify. So all the karbanos that we're saying in the morning are karbanos yachid and would not justify Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, to which he doesn't have a good suggestion as why we're allowed to say karbanos. The only suggestion would be is that if you don't take it so seriously, when we say it's ki'ili or hikriv, it's not really being makriv. It's like it. It's a seder tefillah. So then this would explain that why all of us, even though we're not kohanim, we're still saying the karbanos. We're all tamei meis. We're still saying the karbanos. It's all permitted because it's not really kilu. You're being makriv the karbanos.
Can you say that the tumah the hutra the tzibur is only applicable to karbanos with a set zman because lemaisa we rather wait for you to for the tumah to pass. But nowadays, where we don't know the end of the tumah zman. Could be that there's too much of the tzibur would only...
Interesting suggestion. You have to read the Gemara's whether that's true or not. I hear the svar. I don't know if that fits in. Okay. Now, Bizman Hazeh, saying Karbanos, some interesting sources about learning Seder Kachim. Again, I'm throwing it out there. Those who want to learn Seder Kachim, I'd love to. Let me know who's interested. But there's an amazing Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Rebeis, has a steer in Psukim. How many wings does a malach have? So one pasuk says in the, as quoted by the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, there are 6 wings, the top, the covering the head, and the arms, and the legs. And then another pasuk says that they only have 4 wings. So which is it? The 6 wings or are there 4 wings? And the Gemara answers, those who are looking inside number 21, says, Lo kasha, kan bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, kan bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim. One is referring to when the beis hamikdash is built. That's when they have 6 wings, but when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then they kviyachol shenis matu kanfei achayos. They lose 2 of their wings, down to 4. So I once saw, I thought it may have been at the bottom of the art scroll, Kinos Tisha B'Av, I saw this shot, I don't remember where. I thought it was the name of the Gra. So I did a search, I found some other sefer, Daf al Daf, quoted such an Indian, that the wings represent the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. I think I heard this or saw this in the name of the group. So Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, where all 6 Sidrei Mishra were relevant, so then we had 6 wings, then we were learning. But when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost 2 of them. We'll see which 2 in just a second. Yeah. So now there are only 4 Siddurim that are relevant. So now the Malachim Kivyachal only have 4 wings connected to the 4 Sidrei Mishra that are still relevant. That was the pshat of the group. Again, I think it's the name of the group. So which 4 do we have? So the Bavli Yushalmi have different ones. I've mentioned this in the past. So 3 of them that they all have in it's Nezikin, Moed, and Nashim, those 3 are the same. Bavli has Kudshim, and Yushalmi has Zeraim only. So what's the difference here? So let's now go through a very interesting Gemara, one of my favorite Gemaras in all of Shas, Kuf Yudalad, Amud Alef, Amud Beis, the Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a fascinating story. So the Gemara has the Rabba Bar Avua was once, he once encountered, he had Giloy Eliyahu HaNavi. And I don't know why this was, but they were standing in the base Kvaros of Nachrim, a non-Jewish cemetery. And he asked him a Shaila, the Gemara is talking about a din of Baal Chov, collecting from a Baal Chov, I'm not going to involve that particular halacha, but he asked him a Shaila, And Eliyahu Navi told him what the answer was to the Shaila. So then, if you go three lines down in this number 23, so Amar Leh, halfway through the page, so Rabba Bar Avuha says to Eliyahu, Lav Kohen Hu, Mar? Are you a Kohen? You know, tradition has it that you come from Pinchas, and Pinchas was a Kohen. What are you doing in a cemetery? My time, Koi Mar Rebeis HaKfaros. What are you doing in a cemetery? So Amar Leh, Eliyahu says to him, Lo Masni Mar Taros? Have you not learned Taros? I'm allowed to be here. Ditanya. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Kivreyem shel Nachrim ein metamim. A non-Jewish cemetery is not metame a Kohen, or anyone for that matter. Shenemar ve'atein sonit son marayisi, Adam atem, you, the Bnei Yisrael are Jews, or are men rather, atem krim Adam, vein Nachrim krim Adam. Only Ben Yisrael is called an Adam, and are metame tumas meis, but the Nachrim are not metame Tumas Meis. Now we paskin that Tumas Maga does apply to Nachem, but not Tumas Ohel. So walking in the cemetery, you're not touching any mace, but you are in the Ohel of the cemetery. There will not be any violation for a Kohen to go in this. Brought down the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, Eliyahu says to him, I'm a Kohen, but at the same time, I'm allowed to be in a non-Jewish cemetery. So then he says, what was his response? He insulted him. He says to Rabba Bar Avuha, you didn't learn Taros? So what's Rabba Bar Avuha's response back? Amar Leh, Barba Ala Matzina, Bishisa Matzina. I couldn't get through four Siddur Mishnah. You expect me to get through all six of them? I don't know Taros. This should make us feel a lot better when we don't go through all of Mishnah. So Amar Leh, Vamai, why not? What's your excuse? Give me a good excuse why you didn't learn through four Siddur Mishnah. Amar Leh, Dechikle Milsa.
Why you didn't through six?
Well, and four even, not even four. He says, Dechikle Milsa. I need to make a parnasa. I can barely get food on my table. How do I have time to learn? So Dabra, so Eliyahu Navi said something. Va'ayli le Gan Eden. And with his power of speech, he brought Rabba Bar Avuha to Gan Eden. Amar Leh Pashik Limech, open up your shirt and Safe Shaka Mahani Tarfi. Go collect all the fruit you could collect. It's going to be very valuable. Trust me. So he starts getting everything in his shirt. And Safa Shako, he stops taking everything. Now Kiyava Nafik, he's about to exit Gan Eden. And Shama Dekamar, and he hears out, Man Ka'achil La'alma Ki Rabba Bar Avuha. Who's eating so much fruit like Rabba Bar Avuha? He got scared. Nafat Shadinu, he threw out the fruit, he left it and escaped Gan Eden quickly. And then Afil Hachi still Asya the Glime, so the shirt was able to retain some of that beautiful aromas and smell and fragrance from Gan Eden. Sachet Glima Recha, he squeezed out all the beautiful aroma, and Zavne betrays her Alfi Dinar and sold it for a large sum of money. But Paginu Lechasmase, he gave it to his sons-in-laws instead of himself. Why is that? So the Marsha says he didn't want to get any Hanah personally from Gan Eden, so he gave it to his sons-in-laws to take advantage of. So this is the Maisa Shahaya in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So back to part of that conversation. He says, I didn't even get through four Siddur Mishnah, let alone six. So which four Mishnahs was he referring to? So Rashi writes there, number 24, Begir Sadar Ba Sidrin, which are the four Siddurim that he's referring to? Kigon Moed, Yeshuos, it's called Yeshuos based on a pasuk the Gemara and Shabbos quotes. Moed, Nashim, Vishin Noheges, Bizman Hazeh, Kibizman Habayis. These two are relevant. Right, Nashim, Kedushin, Gitin, Ksubis, these are all very much relevant Bizman Hazeh, so we still learn it. Moed, of course, is still relevant. What about Kachim? Well, Kachim. So he says Nezikin doesn't mention. Nezikin obviously still relevant. So Kachim Nami. Kachim is also relevant. Bizman Hazeh. Kidichsevu v'chol makom muktar mugash l'shmi v'amrinan in the Gemara Menachos that we started off with. Elu tamidei chachamim ha'oskim behalachos behilchos avoda b'chol makom ma'ale aleim kasev kilu makrivim osan bebeis hamigdash. We have no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Says the Bavli, Gemara Menachos, the Gemara in Tainus, when you say the Psukim of Karbanos, it's Kilu, you are Makriv Karbanos, so it is still very much relevant, Bizman Hazeh, and that's why, according to Rashi, the fourth Seder is Kachim. We have four Masechtas, four Gemaras. We have, again, Moed, Nashim Nezikin, and we even have Kachim. We have Bavli all over Kachim, because it is still very much relevant, Afilu Bizman Hazeh. Now, the question becomes, what about the Yushalmi? Yushalmi's fourth Seder is Zrum. Why? Because they still have Chumas and Maisus and Shvis, all applies in Eretz Yisrael, still Bizman Hazeh. But what about Kachim? Why don't they have a fifth Seder of Kachim? So one time, one guy tried fabricating a whole Yushalmi and Kachim, and he wrote it up, made it up. He wrote up, I think it sent to the Rugachover, and he knew immediately that it didn't exist. And I forget exactly the reason why it didn't exist, but he knew it wasn't. It was a fake Yushalmi. We don't have Yushalmi and Kachim. Never did have one. Question is, why not? So Mefarshim say, I think I've seen this elsewhere, and if not, the idea, I think, is pretty clear based on Yushalmis, that the Yushalmi doesn't have this concept. This Gemara doesn't exist anywhere. That when one says Karbanos, it's kilu your makriv Karbanos. That concept doesn't exist in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is very halachal maisa oriented. I've mentioned this in the past a couple years ago in one of the shirim on Sunday, that a Mishnah in the Yushalmi is called a what? Halacha. It's halacha. It's supposed to be halachal maisa. Mishnah means vishinantim. The Bavli is very much about the sharpness and learning itself. Asik batorah is a value that the Bavli very much emphasizes, but the Yushalmi doesn't. The Yushalmi doesn't have havaminas and rayas, and there's like just very, you know, point, statement. Very little back and forth in the Yushalmi, because it wasn't a type of lima that required it, was interested so much in havaminas and questions and answers, just very much halacha, 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 halacha. So saying the Karbanos, it's about Asik Batorah, it wasn't a value that the Yushalmi saw. And that's part of, again, a larger distinction between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. And for that reason, the Yushalmi does not have a Masechta, there's no Gemara on Seder Kachim. So now I'll finish off with this last amazing story, another great story in the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed. The Gemara on Shabbos talks about David HaMelech, his death, how he died, when he died, and another story about negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram negotiated with Hashem. David HaMelech also negotiated with Hashem. He said, I want to know when am I going to die? Which day? Which day of the week? He says, first, I can't tell you when you're going to die, but I can tell you which day. So he told him, you're going to die on Shabbos. And David HaMelech wasn't very pleased with dying on Shabbos because that meant he wouldn't have the proper kavod and kvura. He wouldn't have a hesped. There'd be a rushed levaya after Shabbos. He didn't want to die on Shabbos. So he says, let me die on Sunday. He says, I can't, because once Shlomo HaMelech, your son's time to become the ruler, I can't delay that for any amount of time. His time's here, we can't push it off. So then David says, I'll take off a day of my life. I'll die Erev Shabbos. I'd rather have a proper kavod to my levaya. I'll die Erev Shabbos. So says the Gemara, the last line, number 26. Tov li yom echad sh'ata yoshev ve'osik b'torah. Greater to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your one day of learning, that extra day of learning on Shabbos, is greater to me, may elef olos she'osid Shlomo bincha lahakriv lefanai agabi hamizbech. Your one day of learning is more powerful than the thousands of karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to ultimately begin. And this statement does not exist at all in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi, where Kivi Eger quotes the Yushalmi there, I didn't bring it here, I forgot what it says, but something along the lines of, your one day of Ose Mitzvot and Tzedakah or something, your Maisim Tovim are greater than the Karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. But according to our Bavli, no, the Limud HaTorah, the Esik BaTorah is more powerful. This saying of the Karbanos is possibly greater than the actual bringing of Karbanos. And that might explain that last question we had in the Tumas Meis. That although Tumas Meis, a person cannot bring Karbanos when he's Tumas Meis, there's a certain limitation for Karbanos. But saying the Psukim, learning the Psukim, is even more powerful, whereby even a person who is Tumas Meis, he can say Karbanos, because the Dibur, the speech, is even more powerful than actually bringing the Karbanos. I'll finish off with this thing. This Rabbi Nosson, I just saw on Shabbos, a great explanation as to why saying Karbanos might be greater than actually bringing Karbanos. And he says as follows, and it's an idea that many Mefarshim say, I just happened to see this on Shabbos, but learning through a Karbanos on Shabbos, everyone says, what's the idea behind Karbanos? What's the real yesod of bringing Karbanos? And he starts off, so again,
bringing Karbanos or reading them?
Bringing first. So he says, so again, I just happened to open this up, nothing to do with looking for Mamash Shiat Deshmaya. Kishanu omrim parshas ha-karbanos ke'ilu hekravnim. When we say karbanos, it's as if we're actually bringing them. And he quotes that Gemara Menachos that we just saw. Mamash Hashkacha Pratis, I saw this on Shabbos. Kala osek betaras ola ke'ilu hekriv ola. Why? So he explains the reason. Ki ikr tikun ha-karbanos hu bevechinas ha-dibur. The best way to fix karbanos is through speech. Why? What does speech have to do with karbanos? Because the idea of karbanos is lahalos midomem tzomeach chai l'medaber. To take that which is nothing, domem, which is silent, which I saw on Shabbos, Rav Pinchas Friedman says the melech salt goes in every single karban because melech has no life source. That's domem. And tzomeach is referring to the oil that grows in the ground and the wine and the menachos. And then the chai is an animal. The idea is to take all that which is lower than us with karbanos and to elevate it to be a medaber, to a speaker, to a man. That's what we're doing with karbanos. We're taking it and elevating it onto the karbanos. And what distinguishes us, man, between us and animal is dibor. The speech is really what makes us the greatest. So the idea is, by saying karbanos bedibor, that's the best way of showing that we are elevating the karbanos and all the animals, the domem, the tzomech, and the chai, to an element of being medaber. And that's the yesod behind karbanos, and that's the yesod behind saying karbanos as well. So we should be zocha to see the returning of the Beis HaMikdash soon and actually doing and performing the karbanos.
Is there a conclusion whether it's a limud or a dab?